Oasis Audio presents The Divided Family, The Amish Millionaire Part 5 by Wanda E. Brunstetter and Jean Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1. Dover, Ohio. Elsie stood trembling at the foot of her sister's hospital bed, listening to the doctor give Doris and her husband distressing news. In addition to a broken leg, plus a nasty bump on the head, the fall Doris took down the stairs earlier this evening had caused her to miscarry. It wasn't fair. The broken leg would heal, but Doris and Brian had waited a long time for her to become pregnant. The joy they'd felt over the pregnancy, which Doris had seen as a miracle, disappeared before their eyes, like a sliver of ice melting on a hot summer day. Elsie glanced at Arlene standing beside her with tears trickling down her cheeks. She too felt their sister's pain. When Doris had been taken by ambulance to Union Hospital, Brian rode along. Elsie and Arlene had hired a driver to take them, leaving their husbands at home with the children. Right now, and for many days ahead, Doris would need her family's help and support. It hurt Elsie to hear her sister's anguished cries after the doctor left the room. Brian had taken the news hard as well, yet seemed unable to offer Doris the comfort she needed. Even if sometime in the future Doris got pregnant again, she might never get over her loss. Elsie and Arlene moved to the other side of the bed, across from Brian. Elsie reached out to clasp her sister's cold hand.